For the best pizza, pasta, and Italian dishes in Pinellas County, you have to try Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. Frank's Pizza, located at 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin, has over a dozen daily lunch specials like the classic meatball, chicken or sausage parmesan sandwiches, salads, stuffed shells, spaghetti, and a various number of chicken wraps, all for just $5. All that, and of course, Frank's delicious pizza and Italian dinners. Check us out online at frankspizzapies.com or call 727-216-6963. It's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 1600 Virginia Street in Dunedin. Open Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., Fridays from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sundays from noon to 9 p.m. For great food at great prices, it's Frank's Pizza and Restaurant, 727-216-6963 or frankspizzapies.com. If you love pizza and Italian food, you're gonna love Frank's Pizza and Restaurant.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Clyde.
Well, good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Brian's actually running a bit late today, so I'm here in the studio with Tommy, our producer, and we're going to...
You look nothing like Brian.
I know. Thank goodness. All right. Well, it's a gorgeous day outside today, and I would like to just talk a little bit about a few of our clients. Well, you know, we do advertising here in the Tampa Bay, well, Pinellas area, and we've been doing this for, oh my gosh, about 40 years. So we have a lot of really cool people that we do business with, and we actually have a new client that is over in Palm Harbor, and it's Your CBD Store. Really awesome guy. His name is Bruce, and they have some really, really awesome products, which I have to say, I just tried myself for the first time, some of the bath bombs with the CBD in it, and it is so relaxing. Like, it really, really does work. I was curious. I wanted to see what it was going to make me feel like, but I was so relaxed. You know, we were at deadline. I was super stressed out. And so one evening I was like, you know, I'm just going to take a nice hot bath and try out this bath bomb. And I tell you, it really, really, really works. And my whole body, like, I was achy because I'd been running around crazy for a couple days at deadline. And I felt so good. I probably got the best sleep I've had in a year after I used that bath bomb. So you guys got to go check it out at Your CBD Store. You know, they have several different kinds of products there. They have tinctures, like if you have back pain or, you know, knee pain or anything like that, that you can put, you know, topically on yourself wherever you're having pain or any issues. They have skincare products, they have edibles, they even have pet products. So if your pet is having, you know, a lot these days have, you know, flea interaction, bad interactions and things like that with their skins, they have all these different products that you can use that are all natural and they're not medication, so you don't have any bad side effects, and they work really, really well. They even have lip balms that are good for the dry lips because we are getting into our cooler season now. And you can find one of their coupons. Well, actually, we have three different coupons in our book at the BCC coupon book. And we have 50% off any product. You buy one, you get one 50% off. That is an awesome deal. And we have $10 off of any $30 purchase, guys. Like, that's amazing. You spend $30, really? Get $10 back. Only spending 20. So also we have, it's just a free lip balm. Go in and check it out. So they have these drops that you can put in your water bottle that help you relax, stress, all kinds of different issues that people have. And like I said, it's all natural, so you guys got to check it out. It's health without the high. So go into your CBD store in Palm Harbor at 31960 US Highway 19. They're right in the Outback Plaza. And actually, they're right behind the Outback. So you got to go check out your CBD store, Health Without the High. And you can give them a call if you have any questions at 727-781-4223. Your CBD store, 727-781-4223. 31960 US Highway 19 behind the Outback Steakhouse. All right. Like I said, guys, that's one of our new clients, Bruce. Go check him out at your CBD store. So we also, I'm waiting for a couple people to come into the studio today. We have Polly coming in. She does art and all kinds of different things. She's a model. Polly does all sorts of things. But her and my business partner, Brian, actually just wrote a book. And you guys got to go check it out. It's on Amazon. I see Brian actually just walked in. But yeah, it was Brian's concept. So they sat one day and they wrote a children's book. And it's actually really good. It's about, you know, self-esteem and things that we go through. And it's really good, really good book for kids to read to help them to love themselves. Because the book is actually called Love Me for Who I Am. And again, you guys can go check it out and find it on Amazon. It's for sale. We're also going to have copies of it located in some of the local stores. I'm not sure exactly which stores are going to be carrying it, but that's going to be out soon on the shelves. So go to Amazon and check out the book called Love Me for Who I Am. It's an awesome children's book. I mean, Polly, she's just awesome. She even did the graphics for the book on the cover. It's really cute. All right. And we're waiting for Polly to come into the studio. So I would just want to talk a little bit also about another one of our clients at The Big Greek, Gyros and Bakery. They're a new place that's located over in Dunedin. I know Tommy went to check them out one day.
Oh, absolutely. Demetrios.
Yes, Demetrios. They have great food over there, don't they?
Very good. Right. I was very happy.
Awesome. They have, I think, my favorite tzatziki sauce I ever had. It's really good there because I like the chicken souvlaki, and that was amazing. The pita was super good as well. Everything is homemade. Everything is fresh. And my favorite thing they have there, though, is those desserts. They have this homemade cheesecake. Oh, my gosh, guys. If you like cheesecake, you got to go check out The Big Greek Gyros in Dunedin on County Road 1. It's right in the Winn-Dixie Plaza. It's actually 1232 County Road 1, Dunedin. Again, it's the Winn-Dixie Plaza, and it's The Big Greek Gyros and Bakery, and they have homemade cheesecake to die for. So good. It was really one of the best cheesecakes I have ever had. But they have all kinds of different desserts, different cakes, and they have baklava, of course. And again, everything is homemade, guys. You got to go check it out. Their chicken was amazing. They do the pork souvlaki. They do burgers. They do platters. They also are in the coupon book. You can find 50% off dessert of the day. Got to go check that out.
Got a great Greek salad, too.
Oh, yeah. And we got a coupon for that, too. 10% off the Greek salads in the book.
Save me one of those.
I will. So, guys, you got to go check out Demetrios over at the Big Greek Gyros and Bakery. That's 1232 County Road 1. If you have any questions, you can call them at 727-239-7755. And since the holidays are coming up, you know, they do catering as well. So if you got anybody has a gathering, you know, with a family members and you don't want to cook or you don't have time, they do platters and they do all sorts of things. So you can get everything in one stop. You can get your desserts, you can get your meats and whatever you guys are thinking for your platters at the Big Greek Gyros and Bakery. Got to go check them out. 1232 County Road 1 in the Winn-Dixie Plaza. All right. So one other client I would really like to talk about, and he is an awesome guy. I've known him for, a couple years now, but that's Mark over at Spencer's Western World. You guys got to go check them out. They have very unique and awesome products for, hello, we have a new people in the studio. We have Brian behind me, so I'm going to talk a little bit about Spencer's in 1 minute. I'm going to let Brian sit down. Here you go, Brian. How are you today, Bri?
Good.
All right. So, there we go. Got Brian in the studio.
You know, last week we had that lady on from The Healing. Do you have their number?
I do not, but I can maybe listen to the show from last week and I can get it like that.
Yeah, and then there was the lady from The Healing People.
And we had someone here from the texting.
Yeah, she was, they both.
Yeah, I can listen to the show from last week, actually, because I did not happen to get their cards before they left.
Well, there you go.
Hello there. We have a gentleman in the studio. What's your name, honey?
Buddy Hooper.
Buddy, how you doing today,
Buddy Hooper.
Have a seat over here so we can hear you on the show.
Yeah, so this is what I'm going to do is we have the dog place. Can you call him up and remind him?
Dunedin Pet Supply. I will do that. And Polly's on her way. She should be here any minute.
Okay. You want to sit down, Mr. Orangeby? Yeah, so we had a guy that he did the, he does the dog wash, right? And it's a cool thing. He's right there. I wish I should see. But anyhow, he's right there at Patricia Avenue, right across from the KFC. Put the headset on. And he supplies everything for the dogs. But you go there, right? You clean your dog, but you leave the mess behind. And these are the, is that reading glasses? Are those reading glasses? Reading glasses.
Well, they're reading glasses. And
other stuff, too. Yeah. So you, it's a cool thing he's got there. It's self-service pet wash station. He calls it Dunedin Pet Supplies. You leave the mess behind, we clean up after you. And it's $9.99. Now, what he gives you is he'll give you all the, you get to use an extra large grooming tub, choice of professional grade shampoos, including all natural flea and tick shampoos, the towel, the blow dry, the ear wipes, and then you get a conditioning spray you put on them. Now, this is professional grade product. Just the product alone could be worth $10 if you had to buy it. But you get all this for $9.99, and then you leave the mess behind. We clean up after you. And then he has all natural, healthy pet supplies and stuff. It's a kind of neat idea. You know, you hear of self-service car washes. Do you have the song, Who Let the Dogs Out? Can you play that in honor of my friend from Self-Service Pest Wash Station? Do you have dogs?
No dogs.
No dogs?
No dogs.
Okay, have you ever had dogs in your life?
I love dogs, but don't have any now.
Yeah, and then how often did you wash them? Could go up to the mic a little bit.
I had somebody to wash them.
Yeah, you'd have it grooming?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you have there's Cinderella. Where you been, by the way? What happened? I have abandonment issues.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Can't play.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was pumping.
Hey, yeah.
And everybody having a ball.
Yippee-yi-yo.
Until the fellas start the name calling.
Yippee-yi-yo.
And the girls respond to the call. I have a poor white shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Self-service pet wash station, Dunedin Pet Supplies. And it's a kind of neat idea, you know, where you leave the mess behind, we clean up after you. Do you have dogs?
Not right now, but I always had dogs growing up.
Yeah, and then it's kind of neat, the love of a dog.
Yes.
Unconditional love. They say the emotion, the most important emotion is love. And then the second one right after that is laughter. So if you have those two emotions, love and laughter, there's nothing you can't do. And laughter also heals.
Sure does.
Right, because you can never overdose on laughter.
That's right, and dogs are always loyal. That's the thing. That's
right.
A huge, huge thing.
Like when I come home, my dogs whine, And I say, stop it. But yet I love it still at the same time. You know what I mean? Because they know I'm home. Mm-hmm. You know? And I really believe every human being, as tough as you are as a man, but I think every human being wants to be loved. And that's what dogs do. They say if you have a dog, you live longer. Statistically, they've taken dog owners versus people that weren't dog owners, and the science behind it is that you live longer. You know, because they do give that unconditional love, you know?
Yes.
Right. So anyhow, I have three dogs, three pit bulls. And they're not like it sounds tough, but they're really not. Right. They're like easygoing dogs. People, they get a bad rap because every once in a while one will bite, but overall, they're lovable dogs.
I'm a firm believer in it's their training, it's their owners. If the dog's a jerk, it's because they were trained that way.
Right, and it has something to do with you feed them too, also.
Right. Yeah.
So the science behind that too is if you feed them wrong, they'll make them more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
But that's this self-service pest wash station. I think it's kind of neat. You know, I always said, what would you name a company? And when I had the kids in my car, I said, well, like, who would come up with Wawa's, right? Or, like, the names they come up for certain companies, right? So, as a joke with my kids, I always do it. I said, well, what would you name, if you owned a restaurant, what would you name it? And then it's kind of funny to see, okay, I'll try it with you. Mr. Orangebee, Mr. Hooper. Do you know I ran up against Mr. Hooper? Do you know that? For the Senate? He actually won. He crushed us. But Leo's restaurant, I was in charge of getting him for Senate in this local district here. And I forget the guy's name, but I don't want to get in trouble, but we called him Hooper Pooper. But we didn't do that publicly.
Not a lot of people associate those things.
Yeah, so we never did it publicly. But the kids, when I was putting up the signs and stuff, well, that's what we would say to each other. Oh, there's another Hooper Pooper sign. But he actually ended up crushing us. But he had a budget of $475,000.
Goodness.
And he ran TV ads, all that. We had like about $40,000 to work with. But Leo put up a good fight. He owns Leo's Italian restaurant up there in Palm Harbor. And but anyhow, I don't know how I got on that. Oh, Hooper, that's why. But he actually beat us big time.
And what would you name a restaurant?
That's a good thing. I don't know. Let's go around the table so I get time to think. So you have a restaurant. We're going to start with a breakfast place because I have a friend of mine that has a restaurant in here called Old Cape Cod. And if you're from Boston, I would think that would be more of a Boston thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to go there if it's Old Cape Cod and you came down here from Boston. Then what his name is, I have a restaurant. They called it Our Place.
That's a great place.
Right. So he calls it Our Place. And then Carmelita's, they're a Mexican restaurant. They called it Carmelita's. And then Brenda's, she named it after herself. Brenda's on the Causeway restaurant. And then a car wash, they call themselves Auto Shine Car Wash.
Hmm.
Okay. And then there's a hair salon. He called it Faded. He calls it AA Absolutry Service. Do you know why he chose AA here? You want to win $50?
Because it comes up first in the directory.
You just won $50 on a gift certificate.
Yep.
How'd you like that? And that was for the Yellow Pages, right?
Mm-hmm.
He found out that if he just put an A in front of it, he would be first on the Yellow Pages. That's right.
AA. And then a lot of people put A's in there, so that's why they go to AA.
Right, so he went with AA.
AA, they went AAA.
Right.
Right, so that was the deal. So that was smart. That was back when the Yellow Pages, if you didn't advertise in the Yellow Pages, you weren't going to make it. Or the paper.
Right.
Remember, now it's the opposite. Isn't that strange? Like, if you go back to the 80s, Sears was the number one retailer. There's no more Sears. You don't need the newspaper. And I don't like to knock the newspaper because I'm a loyal newspaper myself. And then, what were we just saying? Yellow Pages. Or how about the TV dial? Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
I Love Lucy was on the first one. Or Marilyn Monroe, I forget who. So it's times change. So this is called the Medicine Shop. Fantastic Sam's. Mobility Plus. Smoke Paradise.
Mm.
Coming up with the classic jewelry repair. And then we do PDQ. I like that. Does anybody, okay, you want to go double or nothing?
Hey, I'll answer that one.
How about pretty damn quick?
What does PDQ stand for?
Pretty darn quick.
No, pretty darn quick. I want to get my $50 back. What is that? PDQ.
It's chicken, isn't it?
Yeah, it's chicken. They're at the corner of Seminole and Park Boulevard. You know, it's all that hoopla about Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but PDQ puts out a better sandwich. They do. PDQ. Now, I am paid to say that. No, I'm only kidding. You know, you ever wonder that? I'm not paid to say that. But no, PDQ is a great place. If you ever see it?
Never have.
They're a franchise. I wonder how many locations there are. But yeah, there's like four or five in Pinellas County. And they're at the corner of Seminole and Park Boulevard. Okay, so what's your restaurant name?
Well, I had a restaurant there, and I'm Buddy's, like Buddy's Steakhouse and Buddy's Seafood Place.
There you go. So you've been around the block once or twice. Steakhouses, they say, are hard to, because of the cost of the steak. It's a hard deal to get
well,
off.
Well, this is a long time ago.
But still, steak always has a higher food cost. Mm-hmm. Steakhouses are tough. But that doesn't mean you can't make it either. But there's a, or seafood, too, is a high cost, right? What'd you call yours?
Buddy, I had two restaurants, Buddy's Steakhouse and Buddy's Seafood.
Well, he went with the two most expensive foods to overcome. And did you have lobster and seafood? And
oh, yeah. I hold back with a lot of lobster, yeah.
You know, you ever see that when you go inside and you can pull out the lobster?
Never had the live ones.
Yeah, I don't know. I know that's the deal. You got to do it. But I just
can't
I know.
Do it.
They look you right in the eye. I know I sound like a not manly to say this, but it is kind of hard to look something in the eye. I guess
and then
that's
cook it. Yeah.
But that's how it was in the 1800s, you know.
And then you put them in water and boil them.
Yeah, like
alive.
Really?
Yeah.
That's how they're cooked.
Yeah. Do they squeak?
No, they don't squeak.
No, a gentleman I met, he's in the trauma center at the children's hospital there, St. Jude's, and he works in the emergency room. He's also a medic that he flies people from one state to another state. He's like a doctor, semi-paramedic type deal. And he said something to me, the screech of a parent when their child dies, the wail, they call it the wail. You know, there's nothing that he wakes up in the middle of the night hearing that screech. You know, and it's you know, we want to be a positive show, but, you know, there are things that we go on. That's where the word gratitude comes from. You know, you never know when it's your last day. And especially kids, they think they're going to live forever, right? At least I did. And the more you express gratitude for what you have, the more you will get gratitude for. Right? Do you agree with that?
Totally agree with that.
And then you can use it for complaining. The more things you complain,
mm-hmm.
right, about the more things you complain about what you have, the more you're going to get to complain about.
Absolutely.
So you got to like gratitude, right? That changes your attitude.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're thankful and pleased, you tend to have a happy life.
Right.
And I don't do it, but I just thought I'd share that. So like I'd like to ask, what are you grateful for?
Me?
Because it is Thanksgiving, you know, to be to be grateful.
I'm grateful to have the opportunity to be still healthy overall, and grateful for my upbringing and my parents and this beautiful place we live. And I'm grateful to have every day, even if it's not the best day, it's at least I'm having a day.
Right, that's right. And if you, for those that believe in God, you know, to realize that your God has a plan for you. Mm-hmm. And if you really believe that, that also brings joy to your life because you're part of God's plan.
Right. Sometimes it's hard to figure out what your purpose is, and some days you think you don't have one, and why am I here, and that kind of thing.
Right. A goal is an accomplishment, right?
Mm-hmm.
So say you have a goal to, we have had goals for our businesses, right? It has a beginning and an end. So if I want to win a football game and I'm the coach, it has a beginning and an end. But a purpose, like you just used the word purpose, is ongoing.
Correct, yeah.
And then I ask people this too. If I said to you, what's your purpose in life? And I did this because my friend's not feeling well. And we were the coach, the head coach of the Pinellas Park. He was taking him because he can't breathe and he on a cart. And it hit me. I asked him, I said, because I was thinking, what a job. I would love to be a head coach, and you wouldn't even have to pay me. Right? So I said to him, what is your purpose in life? You know, and I said, and what I mean by that is if you can take away all the obstacles, right, what would you do? What would your job be if all the obstacles were taken away? And you know what he said? I'd be a head coach. And yet he's getting paid for it. So if you love what you do, you never worked a day in your life. Right?
I've heard that.
Yeah. So what was the name of your restaurant?
Flavors to Savor.
Flavors to Savors.
I like that.
Thanks.
Wow. So we happen to be tying into someone that has a restaurant. We're going over, if you had a restaurant, what would you name it? Remember you had said to me your wife had a name. What was it?
I can't disclose that at this time.
Cannot disclose that at this time.
Which one are you talking about, right?
That's good. Okay, I got it. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No, that's cool.
But like, what would, hey, Tom, what would you name a restaurant if you had one?
But I would name it after myself or my family, I guess.
What would it be?
Tommy's.
Oh, geez, there you go. Now, what type of food would you serve, Tommy?
I don't have a I'm not a cook, so I that would take some thought, I think, to what my menu would be.
What would the special be for today? I'm killing them. Give me today's special on Tommy's Restaurant.
Today's special is Frank's Pizza out here in a lobby.
You know, I love Frank's Pizza. He takes care of us. That was a good tie-in. He's right there on Virginia Street in Keene. And everything he's touched, this guy, has turned to gold. When he had Fritzy Freeze, there was four cooks, five cooks. There was a line out the door. He advertised in every publication. Name a publication he advertised in it. You can't name. And then people said, but Frank, you have a line out the door. Why do you keep advertising? Because that's why we have a line out the door. Mm-hmm. So he sells it to this guy, right? Because he had the front cover of my magazine, right? And he gave away a free cone. Buy one, get one free. Soft serve, right? And then he would do sometimes hamburger specials and all that. So the guy that took it over said, well, we got lines. He thought the opposite of Frank. And he says, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're just going to cut all advertising. I don't want the front cover no more. I said, well, do you want like a half page on the inside? Nothing. We got lines out the door. I kid you not. Right. And I don't like saying this because it sounds, because you never, I wanted to see the guy succeed, even though that sounds, I never want to see anybody's demise. But guess what happened 9 months later?
Out of business.
He was out of business. Mm-hmm. 9 months, that's all it took. And every time I came in there, he would say, now, then he would say, I don't have the money to advertise.
Oh, gosh.
It went from, there's a line out the door. And then you could tell when you went there was four cooks, then there were three cooks, then there was two cooks, then there was one cook, and then he was cooking. And then he just changed the whole, why do you take over a successful business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just totally change, I'm talking about if it's really successful. I get it if you take over a business that's just barely making it, you want to make changes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But why does someone take over the most successful business in Dunedin and just change everything? Why would someone have that mindset?
They're not smart. That's what, I mean, you,
I know,
if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Right.
So, I don't know. Maybe they think they can do better, even if it's the most successful.
But there is a saying, though. I don't agree with that saying, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, though. Because the Japanese did that. I read a book about Toyota, how he founded it. It's a neat little story. He did it during World War II, believe it or not. And when the planes would crash, he would actually take that metal to make his stuff. It was called the Cub. And he came out with the first motorcycle. Yes.
We actually have a caller. We have Fred on the line.
Well, Fred, you're interrupting my story.
Yay, it's Fred.
Hey, Fred.
Yeah, how you doing, Brian?
You want to hear my Toyota story real quick, and then we'll get to you?
I just heard it. You were talking about a tin cup or something.
Right, so what happened was, Toyota, what happened is he went to Honda to show them this idea, right? And they said, oh, it was a two-cylinder thing. Oh, no, don't waste your time. He was an engineer. So what he did is he made the Cub, right? But he actually, and then if you got caught using gas, because they got 100% of their gas would come in from exports. That's how World War II started, actually. We blockaded Japan from getting their oil. And that's why that part of the story is left out. But I'm not saying I'm not an American, but I'm just saying they did blockade and they weren't allowed oil to get into Japan. And they were 100% supplied oil from the outside. They don't have no natural resources in Japan. And then what happened is he made the Cub. It was a motorcycle that would get like 30 miles to the gallon. And if you don't have gas, that was great transportation. But the thing is, he had no money. He had to pawn his wife's jewelry. He lived in their garage. He had no idea. He had no metal. And he had no ways. He had to put little, what was called sap in the oil and the gas. So the people that, if he got pulled over, he would say it was turpentine. Because if you got caught using gas that wasn't allocated for the army, you could actually be put to death. With all that, now Toyota employs over 100,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
Not because the guy was rich, not because he had all these things given to him. He just had perseverance. And then you're a success story, too. We got Angie's in the house from Angie's Grill. We got Bud in the house, Bud Hooper, Hooper the Pooper. And then we got Cinderella in the house. We wrote a book together, by the way. And she let me be the author, but really I was a collaborator. But she put me down as author, which
great.
Is... But it sounds better. So, pool, remodeling, coping, tiles, resurfacing, paving. Tell me a little bit about the saltydogpool.com.
Well, I came here from Myrtle Beach in 2011 after the economic crash.
Look at those.
And as a builder in Myrtle Beach for 20 years, I had a pool company. I built three subdivisions of homes, custom high-end homes. And the bank pulled a rug out from underneath me in 2008. I struggled for 2 to 3 years trying to hang on. Finally, I ran out of equipment to sell, to pay bills with, and called it quits. Packed up and came to Florida with $5,000 in my pocket and kind of chilled out for about 2 years. And then I was bored one day and I said, well, it's time to go back to work. So I went and got licensed and took all my tests and everything Florida. So I'm a commercial and residential pool builder. I discovered that there were 38,000 pools in Pinellas County alone that were built aging 15 to 40 years, and they were all falling apart. The tiles falling off, the surfaces are bad, concrete decks are cracked up. So I got into the remodeling end of the business rather than building new pools. Did very well, build up the reputation. I tried to do the best job I could possibly do without being taken advantage of by some people, and there are those people out there. You run into one of about 20. Most people are pretty good folk, just want a good job and are willing to pay for it. And that's what we try to provide. So last year we did over 250 pools, $1.5 million, and I keep the company small, about 21 guys, and we just do the job right. Plain and simple, do what's right. I have a saying to people that, if there's little things that I can do to enhance the pool and it doesn't cost you anything or me, I'll take care of it. If it's minor, I'll still take care of it. If it's something major, then we have to sit down and talk, and I'll educate you why it's a problem that has occurred. Sometimes you don't know until you drain the pool. But right. Most people are amenable to that. They like the straightforwardness. I shoot from the hip. I just tell it like it is. I don't lie. I don't BS. And I speak from experience and knowledge. So I educate them.
Right, because you can't... There's one thing, Fred... You can't buy experience.
Yeah. Well, I've had 20-some years in this business, so there isn't anything I haven't seen or dealt with.
Well, no, not yet. You got to keep an open mind. There's something new that's going to come along.
Not too often. Once in a while, I shake my head when I see it, and sometimes I have to walk away because I don't know what these people have done over the years.
It's amazing.
But as far
right.
as most conventional pools, it's pretty much no.
Is it true you don't empty out the water of a built-in pool because it'll crack, or is that a myth?
We empty them every day.
And they don't rise? Because I thought there was something you had to leave a little water in there so the pool didn't rise.
No, you take the main drain cover off, and there's a bowl below that, and there's a plug. And you pull the plug. And by pulling the plug, you take the pressure off the pool, and it no longer is a boat, but it's a sinking boat. And you let the water come in, and then you pump it out with a sump pump, and the pool stays in place.
So the plug is the key. So if you didn't take out the plug, you would have to leave water in the pool?
Yes.
Right, because that's...
You better leave 3 or 4 feet. Yeah, the water tables are high here.
My friend owns a hotel, right, in Dunedin, and he emptied out the water, right? And then he was painting, and he was trying to do all the work himself. You got to have respect for that, too, because he's a guy trying to do it himself. But the pool cracked.
Yeah, it came up out of the ground.
Right.
The pressure... Stop and think about it. It's the same thing as a aircraft carrier floating. How does, a million tons of steel on an aircraft float? It's called displacement. Water pressure versus the displacement of the weight of that body. As long as they're equal, the pool will float. So when you have an empty pool and you don't pull the plug on it, let water come in and erase that displacement, then your pool will float like a boat.
Well, I want you, do you have the Angie Grill commercial set up? I want you to listen. Do you have it? I want you to listen to this commercial, Fred, and tell me what you think. It's a new commercial. Can he listen, Mr. Hooper?
Angie Grill, is that the one in Clearwater?
Yeah, and we got to stress the one on Drew Street.
We don't have a new one yet.
No? Okay,
yeah,
just do just do the old one then. I thought you had that done. Okay. So anyhow, this is a commercial we did for Angie's Grill. It's on Drew Street. And that's the thing, too, with names. If you have two locations and you have two separate owners, what happens is, say I do a coupon ad, they're going to go to the other location if you don't stress Drew Street. I never thought to do that. All this time, I've been doing ads for years for the one on Drew Street. Never. See, there's where, remember you said you learned something new? It's something I should have known. So we stressed Drew Street now in the coupon for the first time because we found out the other location was taken. So it's okay, though. I'm just saying.
Well, addresses are important because you have franchisees and, one guy's paying for the advertising of everybody. They capitalize on it. If somebody walks in, oh, yeah, we'll honor that.
Right. So,
one guy's paying for it.
Right. And that's the case here. And I've done that several times because I do the PDQ, and I'm allowed to say, since he's paying for it, the owner, I say the Seminole location only. So it's required. And so anyhow, you ready? And then I'd like to get your input, like from 1 to 10, what you like about it and what you don't like about it, if that's okay. It's Angie's Grill on Drew Street.
If you're looking for real home-style cooking, well, look no more. Angie's Grill, located at 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater, is the place to go. How about a home-style steak and egg breakfast?
Mmm!
Great lunches, or Angie's home-style dinner that can't be beat.
Oh, it's so good.
Angie's homemade cooking is second to none, with great service and fabulous prices. You'll want to come back to Angie's time and time again for that home-style family experience.
Mmm! So good and tasty?
A hidden gem right here in Clearwater. You don't want to miss Angie's homemade desserts. That's if you have enough room after that great home-style meal. It's Angie's Grill, 1732 Drew Street in Clearwater, at the corner of Drew and Jupiter, right across from the 7-Eleven. And look for the Angie's Grill ad in the BCC coupon book for special deals and coupons. Or call Angie's Grill at 727-441-2644. For home-style cooking the whole family will enjoy, it's Angie's Grill at Drew Street in Jupiter, right here in Clearwater.
What would you change?
I would highlight the homemade baked chicken pot pie.
Okay.
That That's why I go in there. They make one about 8 inches in diameter, and it's huge, and it's delicious.
Okay, I see. There's an example. I think you go to the one at Myrtle.
No, I go to the one at on Drew.
Yeah,
it's a little one there in the middle of the strip center.
Really? So yeah. That's it. So then, and do you like the fact, like when I walk in there too, Fred? Do you notice that it has that home feel to it too?
Well, like, it's like Mom's kitchen.
Like Mom's kitchen. Very good.
That's a line you could use, just like Mom's kitchen.
Right, we had a guy that does rotisserie chickens. He's a good friend of mine. He owns First Choice Deli, and he has a rotisserie chicken thing he does. And it's grandma's recipe from centuries ago, passed down from family to family. And he cooks that rotisserie chicken right there in the store. So when you walk in the store, it has that smell. And he does half a chicken for $4.99. And he's like a convenience store.
That's the deal. For a guy like me on the road, I'm always looking for a quality meal that I can grab quick that isn't junk, that isn't, you know, the burger joints. You get so tired of the burger joints. That's burger and fries.
Right.
But and they're not these little places off the wall that are, you know, little diners where I can jump in, jump out, get me something real quick, and it's
more
good food.
More home cooked.
Yeah.
Right, than processed. Yeah. So one thing I say, like, you don't just advertise with me. You're like the guy Frank, this guy here, and the same thing with you. You don't just advertise with me. Like, the salty dog, he knows. Just keep the ad out there. He probably works within a budget. And then he keeps the ad out there with multiple publications.
Right.
And that's your philosophy, right, Fred?
Well, it's called branding. They see the same thing over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Right. It just becomes a commonplace name. You see it again and again in different places. Sooner or later, it sticks in their brain. Call Salty Dog.
Right.
This is my first time in the coupon book myself, so I'm hoping to get my name out there, and that way people will recognize me. Yeah.
She's an author. She
That's
writes.
All I do. I prefer coupon books because people believe what they see, mm-hmm. and they have it. It's tangible, and they tear out. I tore out 3 coupons today. One's a comedy place you want to go see. Buy one, get one free.
Nice.
And the people putting coupons in, they want to see those coupons come back because then they see that their business is working.
Right, and then they're not wasting their money. And then we were just talking about laughter today, that love is the number one emotion, but right, the second one behind it is laughter. So if you have love and laughter, you're going to be happier for longer periods of time more often.
Sure.
Right, and then laughter also is a cure. I mean, it cures ailments. It cures stress. You can't laugh, be laughing. If you go to a comedy shop and I talk to you like 10 minutes, like right when the show is still on even, say half hour into it, and I say to you, are you stressed out? And I ask 100 people that are in the audience, no one's going to raise their hand.
Right.
Yeah. Laughter cures stress. Laughter cures ailments.
It cures a lot.
It cures a lot. And then love, of course, is you get those two, you got a happy life. I know I have you here at Angie's, Mr. Eric.
Yes, sir.
I have to talk about my friend from the Cape Cod.
Oh,
kitchen.
That's my home stomping grounds, Cape Cod, Massachusetts.
Then you say something about this guy. So anyhow, his name is Tony. He owns it.
Okay.
And I think that I was thinking that too, because when people come from Boston and you name it like after a town that they're from, I'm not sure how that works.
Well, if you're from Boston, you're from Boston. If you're from Cape Cod, you're from the Cape and Islands. It's two total different worlds.
Really?
Yeah, you get the city life, and then you get the island life, if you will.
And that's the same thing with New York. You got Long Island, you got Buffalo, and you
right.
got Manhattan.
Right.
So
three
I know
total
New York.
Exactly.
I don't know Boston. So Boston, tell us, because it's called, what's the name of the restaurant?
This is Old Cape Cod Kitchen, it looks like.
And it's right there at Belcher and Almerton. You know where that shark bar is right there? Right there?
Yeah.
It's right there. I guess it would be...
This is 14...
North of Almerton Road on Belcher.
Yeah, 1479 Belcher Road South.
Right. And is there a description of the plaza where it's at?
In Belcher Square.
In Belcher Square. And that's called the Old Cape Cod. So immediately, if you were from now I know Old Cape Cod. I don't get that too. What is that called? What's it called? One of the five boroughs. What do they call that again? Massachusetts? No. What's it called when they say all? They're all connected together. What's it called? Does anybody know?
You got me on that one.
New England.
New England.
Oh, that's six states though.
Yeah, so that's New England is because, you know, the New England Patriots, right?
Right.
But
by the way, go Tom Brady.
Go Tom Brady. But just, so New England, does anybody know what six states are in New England?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, tell us.
Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.
And do you know what the smallest state in the union is?
I do.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
Very good.
And do you know the capital?
Providence.
Right on.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a half hour from my parents' house. I can't miss that one.
And what's the name of this restaurant?
Old Cape Cod Kitchen.
And where is it located?
1479 Belcher Road South. It's between East Bay and Ulmerton in Belcher Square.
What a great guy you are, Rick. Because I have to say this. He owns Angie's Grill, same type of restaurant, mm-hmm. right? Breakfast and lunch. And yet he enthusiastically, with passion, is talking about a competitor of his.
I want them to succeed just as much as I want to succeed.
I know you do. And I love to hear that. You know what I mean? To keep it, you got to give it away.
Exactly.
There's right? Enough success for everybody.
Right. Right. And the more, like, do spiritually, right? Do one to others as you would want done to you.
Exactly.
Right? If you just live by that one phrase from the Bible, right? You know, you have not because you ask not, is what it says, King Solomon says. So you got to ask.
Right.
Right? And then one of his things, that lines that I like the best from King Solomon is, metal sharpens metal. So
As iron sharpens iron, man sharpens another.
Yeah, that's right. And that's the deal here. You're iron, sharpen iron, but you are sharpening another, which is the Old Cape Cod. And you're not pushing Angie's Grill on Drew Street across from the 7-Eleven.
Not yet.
Did you see I got that plug in? I even put the description in there. Did you like that, Mr. Hooper?
All right.
Huh? And we didn't even talk about what you do.
It's all right.
It's all right?
Enjoy it. Go ahead. Do your
thing. Do my thing.
Yeah.
So anyhow, you still there, Fred?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you want to win $50, Fred? Because Mr. Hooper already took us to the bank. Here. What was the question I asked you, Mr. Hooper? I forgot, but he got the answer right, I remember.
I just remember you owe me $50.
Fed-O certificate. Let's not get crazy here.
Well, he won $50, and then you won $50, so isn't that a wash?
It's a wash, that's okay. Right. So you don't get nothing. That's the type of show I like.
I'm used to that.
It was about the yellow pages and the A's.
And the double A.
And then the pretty darn quick.
Right. Pool, remodeling. What is coping?
Just get you around the pool.
I think coping is like a mental thing. I can't cope with things. Tiles, resurf.
Tile.
And pavements. This is the Salty Dog pool. Free color splash. Red light fixtures. That's kind of neat. It's a $600 value almost.
Nice.
That is nice.
That's a multicolor light.
Right, that's the difference right there. That's the deal breaker.
That adds a lot.
It does. When you look outside in the middle of the night and you see a colorful lit up pool, boy, there's just pure beauty there.
You might think mermaids live in there.
So what question can we ask him? Okay, this is the question I did last week. I might as well do it again. Who wrote the Star Spangled Banner?
Francis Scott Key.
That's not for you.
Oh, sorry.
Boy, Cinderella, you just won $50 because Cinderella loves the Salty Dog pool.
Where was the quick button for her to hit?
I don't know. But anyhow, I'm going to give you another question. The bombs bursting in air prove that our flag was still there.
I know the answer.
Salty Dog pool. See how I got the name out there? Salty Dog? Did you like that? What do you like with your steak?
I wrote that. I was there.
Do you like salt on your steak?
Absolutely.
Thank you for saying that.
Salt, pepper.
Oh, yeah. So Salty Dog. Hey, we did the ad for the dog. Hey, do the Who Let the Dogs Out again. And then we did that for the dog place that's there, Dunedin Dog Supply, because there you have a self-service dog wash. And they supply all professional-grade product and chemicals and stuff that are organic. And that the fact that they get rid of fleas and ticks and all that type of stuff.
Who let the dogs out? Who let
can't see it, but I'm dancing.
Actually, you can see it. You're on niggas' camera.
So now that's salty. You put salt on your steak.
Right.
Then who let the dogs out? And then you think pool. Salty dog pool.
What if you have a salt pool? Because yeah. they do have the salt pools now, where it's actually, from what I hear, I mean, I don't, maybe the gentleman online, Frank, right?
Fred,
maybe he could tell us what's better, salt or chlorinated.
They're the same. People don't realize that salt is sodium chloride, but it's in a rock form, and you put it into the pool, pool becomes the holding tank, and it's very much identical to your home salt water softener system to a house.
Right.
Only you apply it to a pool, but the salt is exploded within a piece of machinery that's attached to your pump station and comes out into your pool as pure chlorine and sodium bicarbonate bubbles. Sodium chlorine. So you have chlorine, but you have it in a odorless, tasteless method of delivery. It's pure. So you don't taste it, you don't smell it, and you don't have to add it. The machine will tell you when you're low, and you put in a bag of salt into the pool, and then it reassesses itself and continues going, and you can adjust the chlorine level with the computer. And the computer tells you what.
And the pH factor and all that, right?
Right.
Well, it doesn't tell you the pH, but you have. I give everybody a test kit, and they check that, and then you can adjust accordingly to.
I hear dogs in the background. Salty dog has dogs.
Oh yeah, somebody rang the doorbell.
Can you do me a favor? There's a guy that has a Dunedin and Pet Supply. Would you bring your dogs there and get them washed at a self-service dog wash? $9.99, and he supplies everything. Towels.
Yeah, it's cheap.
Towels, everything. He'll supply you with the towel, the ear wipes, the spray, professional grade shampoos for fleas and ticks. He supplies the tub. You leave the mess, they clean it up after you leave. He gives you a blow dryer. Please do that and let me know when you do that. Actually, I'd like you to do it while the show's on, and then I can talk to you. I mean, that's like, now we got to put you on the payroll. Anyhow, let me just real quick, Fred. Suncoast Custom Engines. He's a great friend of mine. He does race car quality stuff. He's there on Almaton Road. Let us bring your car over the finish line. Frank's Pizza. He's the best. He's the guy like you. He reminds me of you. He does Amanda's. I bought stuff there. This antique. Do you like antiques?
Uh-huh.
Amanda Austin Antiques. Unbelievable. They're right there at Coastal Plaza next to the Walmart on Main Street. And then Mobility Plus, probably the classiest lady I do business with. She does stuff for mobility. She was in the Coast Guard. And then I don't want to forget about my friend from RoofMax. Extend the roof life up to 15 years. I would like to thank Hooper from Orange Bee. We never got a chance to talk about what he does. We got Cinderella in the house. She's an author. Who else? Oh, the dog, Pet Supply, and of course, Angie's Grill, that promoted another restaurant called Old Cape Cod to show you what a great guy he is.
Yeah, don't tell my wife. She'll have my neck.
Yeah, but there's the example of spirituality is different than the material world, because in the material world, it doesn't make sense. But in the spiritual world, it does. God bless everybody. Thank you. This is the Brian Cash Claus signing out. And am I forgetting anybody, Tammy?
Fred.
Yes, sir.
Goodbye.
I'm here.
Salty dog.
Have a great day.
And Paulie. Thank you.
Paulie. Thank God bless.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.